Hey, Houston, tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at AspireAllergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to AspireAllergy.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 35. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också bra. Today we're heading to the shops in our virtual trip to Sweden. My wife and I are going souvenir shopping, among other things, and we're going to be listening to the dialogue that we have recorded, and then, of course, going through it in detail afterwards. Det låter bra?
Det låter jättebra.
Så ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
So Lovisa is with us as we head into a book and a gift shop. Now, I should mention that this conversation takes place in three parts. So the first part, you'll hear what I'm asking for. And then in the second part, we're having a look and talking a little bit books. And then in the third part, we're paying for things. So let's have a listen now.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Säljer ni vykort?
Absolut. De är på väggen där borta vid födelsedagskorten. Ser du?
Ja, tack. Ursäkta.
Hej. Hittade du vykorten?
Ja, tack så mycket. Jag lär mig svenska just nu. Har ni någon bra bok på lätt svenska?
Vi har faktiskt en ny serie med lättlästa deckare.
En deckare är som en kriminalroman.
Precis. Vi har romaner av Henning Mankell, Camilla Läckberg och Marie Ljungstedt i den här serien.
Det låter fantastiskt. Tack.
De står där borta till vänster.
Tack, vi går och kikar.
Hittade ni någon bok?
Ja, tack. Jag ska läsa Den du inte ser av Marie Ljungstedt.
Ah, den är fin.
Säljer ni frimärken också till vykorten?
Tyvärr inte, men om du tar trappan ner en våning så finns posten precis vid mataffären. Där säljer de frimärken. Allt som allt blir det 299 kronor för boken och vykorten.
Kan jag betala med kort?
Det går bra. Vill du ha en påse?
Nej, tack.
Varsågod.
Tack.
Tack, hej då.
Now, there are some interesting things in here about this conversation that I would like to ask you about. Most of them to do with pronunciation, Hanna.
I thought so.
Will we go through it from the top?
Yeah, let's do that. So the first part is quite easy, isn't it? That you and Lovisa is just saying hey, mm-hmm. and the shop assistant say hey, hey. And you say, säljer ni vykort?
So säljer, do you sell? Säljer ni, I'm speaking to the people in the shop, as it were. Mm-hmm. And vykort are postcards.
Ja, so is that kort again that mm-hmm. you recognize?
Vykort.
And vy means a view?
A view, yeah. So these are cards of views, basically.
Mm-hmm. And he replies, absolut, de är på väggen där borta vid födelsedagskorten. Ser du?
So, absolut, absolutely. De är på väggen, and is that the shelf?
On the wall.
On the wall. Yeah. Okay, so they're on the wall, där borta, over there.
Ja.
Vid födelsedagskorten. So they're next to?
Yeah, by.
By. The birthday cards?
Yeah, it's one of those words that looks very long, and then we take a moment, and then we think, we recognize födelsedag.
Yeah, födelsedag, and they're the birthday cards. So födelsedagskorten. I think I may have asked you this before, but do you sometimes kind of shorten that to födelsedag?
Yes. So if I speak, I say födelsedagskort.
Okay. Okay. Right. And then he says, ser du, do you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do see indeed. I say ja, tack. And then after I've looked at these for some time, I interrupt him.
Yeah, and you say, ursäkta.
So, excuse me.
Hey, hittade du vykorten?
Right, so hittade du vykorten. I think I'm guessing what this means. So att hitta is to find something.
Yeah.
Right, so hittade, is this like a past tense?
Yeah, did you find?
Yeah, so what would the difference between hittade du vykorten and har du hittat vykorten be?
Well, I think in this instance, if you use the perfect, like har du hittat vykorten, the sales assistant probably stood next to you and you were looking at what postcard you were going to choose. But here it sounds like you moved on. You're looking at your books now and he's just interested. Did you find any postcard?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, in English, in this situation, if we were in the shop and maybe we were over looking for the postcards, but we were distracted by the birthday cards. And so the sales assistant could come up and say, have you found the postcards? You know, we're still in the mood for searching for postcards. But did you find, like you've gone back to the till, for example, to pay or something like that. Did you manage to find them? Okay, so hittade. And is that a regular form? Like, could we say, talade du svenska?
Yeah, the good thing with Swedish past tense is that when you get used to it, it's very, like, this D-E ending is very common.
Right. Presumably, there are some irregulars.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good. Well, I always say to my students that an annoying thing with past tense with Swedish is that the most common verbs are the irregular ones. And I think that's the same in English because it's the words that come from like old Swedish. But then if we make up a new verb, like I have said earlier, like we can use English words and just make them into a Swedish one, it's always going to have the same form of ending. So it's, if you just make up words, Mark, okay, then it's always going to be the same.
So, ja podcastade.
Precis!
I podcasted last year or something.
Ja!
Okay. I think I'm right in saying that we've seen ja gick for I went. And so is that like an irregular one of these?
Ja, and är, for example.
Ja var.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the annoying thing, and then my students get angry with me because I'm like, oh, it's not that difficult. And I'm like, but that one is irregular, and that
one's irregular. Yeah. I guess in most languages, the irregular verbs are the ones that are used the most. So it gives us more chance to learn more words. That's my theory. So, hittade vykorten, did you find the postcards?
Ja, and you reply, ja, tack så mycket.
Yes, thank you very much.
Jag lär mig svenska just nu. Har ni någon bra bok på lätt svenska?
So, I am explaining that I am learning Swedish just now. Jag lär mig svenska just nu. Har ni någon bra bok? Do you have some good book på lätt svenska in easy Swedish?
Ja, precis. Vi har faktiskt en ny serie med lättlästa deckare.
So he says that we have in fact en ny serie, a new series med lättlästa deckare, with easy reading deckare, as Lovisa explains, as a crime novel.
Yeah, so it comes from detektiv.
Ah, right. Okay, I hadn't realized that.
And also in Sweden, and we have quite a lot of things that we call lättläst, and that is for people who don't have Swedish as first language, but it also can be people with dyslexia and things like that. And I really recommend if you go to Sweden that you can pick up some books and it says lättläst on them.
Absolutely. I actually have the Moberg
Oh, yeah.
Lättläst version of Utvandringarna.
Utvandrarna.
Utvandrarna, yeah. Yeah. I can't even read the title. I need an even easier reading version, I think. But one of the other nice things about these books is that they're naturally shorter. So, you know, the story is summarized in a more manageable way. So you can actually work your way through them. And I think it's fantastic that there's such a variety of them available.
Yeah.
Definitely worth looking for that Lett List. And there are websites that also provide easy reading news stories and things like that too.
Yeah. So a lot of my students are using that kind of material.
Yeah, good.
Så Lovisa, explain that en deckare är en kriminalroman. And the sales assistant says, precis. Vi har romaner av Henning Mankell, Camilla Läckberg, Marie Ljungstedt i den här serien.
Så vi har romaner, we have novels av Henning Mankell. So Henning Mankell, Camilla Läckberg. Camilla, I was going to say Läckberg, but yeah, Läckberg. Her name is Läckberg. And Marie Ljungstedt i den här serien, in this series.
Yes. And you are very happy with that. So you say, det låter fantastiskt. Tack.
So that sounds great. Det låter fantastiskt. So the T ending there, why am I using that? Because I know that when we recorded this conversation, I didn't use that and I was corrected. So we had to change that little bit.
So you remember when we in general saying it in Swedish, we use the det form rather than then form.
Yep.
So fantastiskt is based on that. So if you would say that boken är fantastisk.
Yeah.
That is because that is then, but here you use the general form of the et form. Does that?
Yeah, that makes sense. I just wanted to double check too then. Is fantastiskt here an adjective or is it an adverb? Does it sound fantastic or fantastically in a sense?
So it sounds fantastic.
Right, so it is an adjective.
Yes.
Okay, so for example, if we were talking about, give us an N-word here that we could say it sounds fantastic.
So the new ABBA record
is
en skiva, so a record.
Okay.
Skivan låter fantastisk.
Skivan låter fantastisk, okay, in that case. And what do you think of the new ABBA record, Anna?
Och ABBA är fantastiska.
So the plural form now, ABBA är fantastiska och skivan
är fantastisk.
Yeah, okay, good. Right, so we're still talking about the books though, we need to know where they are. So the shop assistant tells us.
De står där borta till vänster.
So we've got där borta, again, over there. They're over there till vänster, on the left.
Ja, what is on the right?
Till högre.
Ja, till höger.
Till höger. Okay, so till vänster and till höger. And so Lovisa says here.
Tack, vi går och kikar.
We've got that nice kikar. We'll go and have a wee kik.
Yeah.
We'll go and have a look. Vi går och kikar. Okay, let's stop for a moment. And we'll be back very soon to go through the remainder of our dialogue.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes, providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Okay, today we are talking about going shopping, and we're in a bookshop, and we've been buying postcards, first of all, and now some books, and we'll finish off our conversation now. So, Hannah, can you go through the remaining parts of this conversation?
Yes, so you and Lovisa went to have a look, ni gick och kikade, and then you go back to the sales assistant who says, hittade ni någon bok?
So it's the same hittade. Did you manage to find some book, någon bok?
And you say, ja tack, jag ska läsa Den du inte ser av Marie Ljungstedt.
Okay, so I said, ja tack, yes, thank you. Jag ska läsa, I'm going to read Den du inte ser av Marie Ljungstedt. So, Den du inte ser, I think the English title is Unseen by Marie Ljungstedt. Have you read it?
No.
It's very good. Very okay. good. I have to say, I read it in English.
I was just going to say, I would read it in Swedish.
Indeed, yeah. I have, however, another book by Marie Ljungstedt in the Lit List series, and that's next on my list to read. Okay, so let's continue.
Yeah, so the sales assistant says, ah, den är fin.
So, den är fin, that one's good. Kind of talking about that particular
yeah.
book. Yeah. Den du inte ser, den är fin, that one's good.
Ja, and then you have a question. Säljer ni frimärken också till vykorten?
So, do you also sell stamps?
Ja.
So, säljer ni frimärken också? Do you also sell stamps? And then I'm explaining why. Till vykorten, so for the postcards. Actually, Hannah, is that for the postcard, till vykorten?
For the postcards.
So, how do you say the postcard?
Vykortet.
Oh, of course, it's an et word.
Yes, and then in plural, it becomes an en ending. And
that's tricky.
Tell my students about it.
Okay, so I'm asking about stamps. What does the sales assistant say? He's got quite a long answer here.
Yeah, I think we break it up a bit. Tyvärr inte, men om du tar trappan ner en våning.
Tyvärr inte, unfortunately not. Men om du tar trappan ner en våning. Are the trappan the stairs?
Ja.
So if you take the stairs ner, down, en våning, one floor?
Yeah, a floor, yeah. Så finns posten precis vid mataffären.
Okay. It probably makes more sense. We should have said perhaps sooner that we're in a kind of shopping center.
Yeah.
So in this case, finns posten, so the post office, is precis vid mataffären. So it's right next to, or right by the food shop.
Yes, the supermarket. And then he said, där säljer de frimärken.
So there they sell stamps.
Ja, allt som allt blir det 299 kronor för boken och vykorten.
Right, so allt som allt, literally everything as everything, but all in all, blir det, so it becomes, it is 299 kronor för boken och vykorten, for the book and postcards.
Good for the plural. And you ask, kan jag betala med kort?
So can I pay by card?
Det går bra. Vill du ha en påse?
So that's fine. Vill du ha en påse? Would you like a bag?
Ja. And you say, nej tack.
No thanks.
Varsågod.
So he gives me my book and my postcards and we head off.
Ja.
Good. Okay, let's listen again through our conversation and hopefully we'll pick out some things. There's one thing I'd like you to pick out, and it's something I've noticed, particularly with the way in which the shop assistant runs certain words together. And I'm going to pick up on these after we've listened to that, Hannah, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hej!
Hej, hej!
Säljer ni vykort?
Absolut. De är på väggen där borta vid födelsedagskorten. Ser du?
Ja, tack. Ursäkta.
Hej! Hittade du vykorten?
Ja, tack så mycket. Jag lär mig svenska just nu. Har ni någon bra bok på lätt svenska?
Vi har faktiskt en ny serie med lättlästa deckare.
En deckare är som en kriminalroman.
Precis. Vi har romaner av Henning Mankell, Camilla Läckberg och Marie Ljungstedt i den här serien.
Det låter fantastiskt, tack.
De står där borta till vänster.
Tack, vi går och kikar.
Hittade ni någon bok?
Ja, tack. Jag ska läsa Den du inte ser av Marie Ljungstedt.
Ah, den är fin.
Säljer ni frimärken också? Till vykorten?
Tyvärr inte. Men om du tar trappan ner en våning så finns posten precis vid mataffären. Där säljer de frimärken. Allt som allt blir det 299 kronor för boken och vykorten.
Kan jag betala med kort?
Det går bra. Vill du ha en påse?
Nej, tack.
Varsågod.
Tack.
Tack, hej då.
Okay, just before we finish, Hannah, I do want to ask you about this. There were two parts that I noticed something interesting happening with the pronunciation. The sales assistant said, "Vi har romaner av Henning Mankell, Camilla Läckberg och Marie Ljungstedt i den här serien." So, the words are "i den här serien." But because the R of har and the S of serien were running together, it was sounding like, for example, the name Lush.
Yeah, and we do that a lot. You probably know that by now. And especially if it's RS next to each other, which I know. If you see it in writing on this manuscript, it doesn't look like it should be RS next to each other. But when we speak quickly,
yeah,
we
do. Because exactly the same thing happened when he said, "Om du tar trappan ner en våning så finns posten precis vid mataffären. Där säljer de frimärken."
Yeah.
So you don't need to do that. You don't need to do this.
No. And I think if you don't speak a lot of Swedish, it can be difficult to even do that because you think about them as separate words. And the quicker you speak Swedish, maybe you will start doing it.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a sound that we've come across a number of times. And when you've got the R and the S in the one word, then yeah, it makes sense to say that, like Lars or other words that are completely not coming to my mind now. But I'm sure we've come across different words like that in the past. But I thought this was really interesting because they were just random combinations of two sounds, but it naturally becomes this sh. Där säljer de frimärken.
Yeah, and I think it can be really, well, I know it can be really frustrating when we have listening exercises and stuff like that in my classes. But it's good that you're aware of it.
Well, I think I was quite pleased to have noticed it, basically.
Well done.
We are going to leave this episode there. We hope you've enjoyed it and we hope you've picked up some new vocabulary, and definitely do check out the Lätt Läst books and websites and so on that will give you a chance to read some easy Swedish.
Ja, det tycker jag ni ska göra. And I also think you should have a look at our Facebook page where we post cultural and language tips, and just search for Coffee Break Swedish.
Absolutely. Absolute. That's it for this episode. Do continue learning with our video version, our language lesson notes, and of course the bonus audio, all available on the Coffee Break Academy. If you already have that, then you can go straight on and use that now. If not, just go to coffeebreakacademy.com. Hanna, som alltid, tack så mycket.
Varsågod. Det har varit väldigt trevligt.
Ja. Vi ses.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.